from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Coach Dave Wanstead is here in studio right now, along with three of his grandkids. His daughter and Jan are here hanging out. I feel like I'm at the family gathering, Coach. This is pretty good.
It is. It doesn't get any better than this. I'll tell you, unless I had all six grandkids here, that's the only way it would be better.
Are those my pants?
Yeah, these are your pants. I found a Werther's original in the pocket.
This is
for good kids.
Oh yeah, these are twins right here. This is Eddie and David Napleton and their brother Francis.
Francis and Eddie and David.
And they are baseball players, football players, basketball players,
golfers. Nico Horner fans.
He Francis told you. He was your best player right there.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic today.
Right, Francis? What do you like about him?
Nico's his favorite guy. We're not going to be able to hear
him. Who's your favorite pitcher? David?
Justin Steele. Oh, yeah.
See, Spinks? Yeah. There you go.
I love that. That's honestly one of the things that kind of get me going.
Hey, could you guys call me Coach?
Coach Spinks.
Yeah. You want to ask where I am, maybe?
Where?
listen to this.
You're confusing the kid.
This is what I always say.
Say, where's Spinks?
Where's Spinks?
I'm right here.
I say it here, it comes out there.
All right.
They listened to the show.
That's awesome.
As soon as I got home, they wanted to know where Tanny was at.
We took
you know where they kill me with? The mango.
Yeah, then we took a family photo, and instead of cheese, everybody said mango.
Mango?
That was incredible.
But my other son was going to be moving into his own place, but he was recently let go from his job at PetSmart, so he is going to be living with us.
I wasn't fired from my job. I was laid off. You wouldn't know the difference. I didn't want salmon. I said it four times.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Bummed to have missed Dave Wanstead and family on Friday. Short show after the Hall of Fame game, but looking forward to talking Bears with a bunch of people out at the Wall in Gurnee tomorrow. Come see us from 2 to 6. We'll be hanging out after. You could watch the Hard Knocks premiere there tomorrow. Good food, good people. We're excited about it.
Absolutely. Should be a lot of fun. And our guy Jalen, man. He's an interesting dude, that is for sure. And this story is all over the national media as well as the local.
Well, I love it because some people, when he got paid, like a big thing was like Jalen was motivated by getting paid and proving people that he was elite. We talked to him about it every week. He talks to the local media about it all the time. And then the question was like, well, now that you got paid, what's your motivation going to be? And he was like, winning? You know, you wanted to win.
He also said, you remember he said, well, and I got to get the next contract too. Like he had that same look that you had on your face and the tone he had. So he said winning and also said the next contract. But this is an example of what?
Well,
him finding even more.
Well, right. Because the team thing is a great motivator, but a cornerback can only, it's a very individualized position. You can only control so much. So the contract as an individual motivator for a cornerback especially makes a lot of sense. And now this, in reaction to him being left off the NFL top 100 list, it's the exact kind of thing that A, will piss him off, and B, he will give an honest answer to. Here's Jalen Johnson.
There ain't no way. I don't know how you make Pro Bowl, All Pro, and
you're not a top 100 guy. That's, I mean, I could have been 101, I guess, but Aaron Rodgers didn't even play in the season. He was voted. So, I mean, hey, everybody made mistakes. It ain't just the media that do it. The players, clearly, if they voted for this, they made some mistakes. But it is what it is. I mean, any day I know the truth, and it's okay. I got some more for him.
Does stuff like that, though, like, drive you? Maybe not drive you, but does it just kind of feed you?
100%. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful because I know I go out there and line up, and I know receivers go out there and can't say that I'm not one of the best people, like best player they played against. So I mean, just whatever it is, it happened. I mean, it doesn't doing it that wouldn't have just like moved me to where I feel like I'm complacent or anything. But just to see it, I mean, ain't no way 100 guys better. Ain't no way, and especially guys who didn't play, who were hurt, played half. I'm sorry, excuse my language. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
So, I love it. He is 100% honest. It's how he feels. The NFL Top 100 list is complete garbage and irrelevant, but it's packaged really well. Mitchell Schwartz made that point, the former All-Pro for the Chiefs, the right tackle. We really shouldn't assign a lot of value to it. He talked about how the voting takes place around week 14 and week 15, and it is just a sheet of paper with the team logos around the side, and you're supposed to fill in names. So they don't give you the names that you've got to vote for. So some guys only vote for their friends. Some guys only put four or five names on there. Not everybody is thinking of every single player. And what's the criteria? It's supposed to be top 100 players in the league based on last season. Well, if it's based on just last season, then the MVP should be number one. Lamar wasn't number one. But if it's the best player in the league, we all know that's Pat Mahomes. But at week 13, 14, 15, he hasn't won the Super Bowl yet. So maybe, okay, he's having a down year statistically. You don't vote him there. But if it's supposed to be just last season and last season only, how is Aaron Rodgers and Joe Burrow top 100 players when Rodgers played four plays and Burrow missed as much? Burrow was the 39th ranked player in the league. So it's a horrible list, and we have players all the time say, media has no idea, media shouldn't control awards or Pro Bowls or contract incentives, or like, you never played the game, you don't know. Man, these guys play the game, and they mess up this ranking so much so. So like, Mahomes fourth is ridiculous. Rodgers being on the list at all is ridiculous. Jalen not being on it at all is ridiculous. But the proof is that it's just off-season content that the NFL Network does a really good job of producing. Like, it looks good. They interview all of the players. They make the little vignettes. They release it in overtime. It gets them clicks. It drives ratings and conversation. But the actual mechanism of compiling the list is complete trash.
In this world of engagement mining, especially on social media, the NFL is just finally trying to get people to start talking about it.
Right, because they don't get enough attention.
Like, they had to do something. They're like, hey, let's screw up this list, and then people are going to say stuff about us.
See, you know what I'm thinking this entire time? And I don't want to like throw it back in Danny's face as a gotcha, but like, where was Justin Fields on this list going into last year?
And you brought it up, right? Like 68 or something?
And you brought it up all the time because this list, we know what this list is. It's a reflection of what the players think. And we know it's flawed. I don't look at this as like Warren Sharp put it out or, Pro Football Focus or Bill Barnwell. It's like not an analyst. It's not based on stats or anything. It's just what players think when they're sitting around on their bye week watching games or watching the Rare Island games. That's all I ever think this is, and that does have value. I enjoyed knowing that Justin Fields was wherever he was.
Justin Fields was 86 and Trevor Lawrence was 97, which is what I used that point because it spoke to how difficult he was to game plan against and the respect that he had of his peers. Mm-hmm. But I always would also say it was ridiculous to suggest that Justin Fields was better than Trevor Lawrence.
I do remember you saying that.
You know what I mean? But he had the respect of his peers as evidenced by they voted him ahead of him on this list. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if you want to put that media top 10 list is complete crap, so is the players top 100 list.
Well, and Jalen said it too. Jalen said players make mistakes too. All right. So he's understanding of that. There's only five cornerbacks on the entire list, by the way. There's 20 wide receivers. There's 16 quarterbacks, 14 edge rushers, 10 safeties, 9 D linemen, 9 linebackers, 7 offensive tackles, 5 running backs, 5 cornerbacks, 3 tight ends, 2 offensive guards. There should be more cornerbacks. They are more important. They always end up getting paid a lot. Yeah, I can find them for you. Jalen Ramsey.
Sauce Gardner has to be on there.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey's number 25. Deron Bland at number 31. He made a lot of flash plays.
Yeah, he had all the pick sixes. Right. So Sauce Gardner's got to be on. Patrick Sertan's got to be on there.
He's number 38. Patrick Sertan the second is at number 52. And Tariq Woolen is at number 91. That is the fifth and final quarterback on this list. There should be more corners on this list, but even players themselves don't find the cornerbacks sexy enough or top of mind or whatever the hell is the parameter when you're filling it out. What did Mitchell Schwartz say? Week 14, week 15, a piece of paper that's blank? Yeah. Tell us your 5 favorite players. Good luck, everybody.
Well, he said that some guys only put in 5 names. Some guys only vote for their friends. Other guys take it seriously and try to do, you know, a full accounting of the rankings. But also,
yeah,
if you're getting it in week 14 and 15, but it's supposed to be for all of last year, I don't know. Call me old-fashioned, but I feel like playoff performance maybe should matter a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to base it on a year, if you're going to base it on 1 year, they should do it later. Why would they do it that early? Because that's when they know they can get to players something?
I don't know. It must be a sampling thing where they take time to compile and they want to do it, and some teams won't be available in the postseason, obviously. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's no – it's like a poll in politics season without any – controls on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the actual objective of this top 100 list is, other than just what Shane's talking about. It's just about content mining. It's
I
just
love
about
Jalen.
Driving content.
I love Jalen. I got something for him, or what did he say? I got more for him, or whatever he said there at the end. It's like, whatever you need, man. Whatever you need to drive you to play with that edge and play with that want. And he's apparently good at finding stuff like that, and this is right there for him. Did you hear Brad Biggs talking about Jalen's season this morning? Brad Biggs was talking about that list, and he described it, I think, pretty much the same way you did.
I didn't hear Biggs this morning.
Biggsy dismissed the list as being like, you know, whatever, it's players, and Pat Mahomes was 4 and the whole thing. But he did say this about Jalen, which I thought was cool.
I'm curious, Brad, you were there for the Jalen Johnson kind of meltdown. He's very upset that he's not in the top 100 list of players.
You guys are going to have to edit those comments.
Well, we played the beeps. We've already beeped out. I think there were 3 swear words.
There were 3 in about 20 seconds.
Thank you. Yeah. What
family programming here?
Yeah. Why do you believe he's so upset? And it is a slight.
Well, I mean, he was dominant last year. He had the best season that I've seen a Bears cornerback have in 23 years, oh. Right? I think
you watched Peanut's career.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean,
Brad, you're going to be presenting Jalen Johnson? Is that what you're telling
Wait
me?
Wait a second, Brad. Tap a single season? Here.
Yeah.
A single season.
How about that? Best season
awesome.
By a Bears cornerback.
Sorry that I missed that today. That's great.
In 23 years, above any single Peanut Tillman season. Now, Peanut would get picks. Peanut would force fumbles. But as a straight cover corner, he's saying that Jalen was better. And that's interesting to me because does Jalen play tighter in coverage than Peanut Tillman played in coverage? Because Jalen will be aggressive and he will often not be in position to get interceptions because he's too tight and he's not gambling. Unlike some other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Some other corners in the league. That's heavy praise from the Bears dude, Brad Biggs. Best season in 23 years of watching the Bears.
I remember that it happened, that he had a crazy outlier forced fumble season, but I didn't remember which one it was off the top of my head. I just pulled it up. 2012 Peanut Tillman. Three interceptions, three defensive touchdowns, 10 forced fumbles. 10 forced fumbles in a season.
That's nuts.
That is completely insane.
That's before people knew to guard against the punch.
That is completely, but that's 8 years into his career.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, he had it.
That's true.
Particularly
efficient.
Efficient. He was first team all pro that year. I'd be very interested.
I'd like to know quarterback rating against or that.
Yeah,
kind
right.
Of thing.
I don't. I just have the counting stats in front of me right now. But Jalen's coverage year last year against a year where he put the ball on the ground 10 times, recovered it twice, and picked it off 3 times. I mean, tough for me to not say that Peanut's year was better, given that takeaways are the real currency of defense. It's Brad, I'm watching that season as a fan, right? Like
right.
Brad's covering that every day.
He's covering that every day. And Brad,
that 12 season's ridiculous.
It is. The numbers are ridiculous. The production is ridiculous. But I appreciate the idea of seeing the coverage every week and being like, look at that. Because I think that's what's amazing to me about Jalen's year is that he did not shy away from his coverage style. He did not gamble more to try to make turnovers happen. He was just able to make some of them happen. And he missed a couple. He dropped 2?
Yeah.
3?
Yeah, a couple.
Even? And at least one of them was a pick six. Was it 2 pick sixes that he probably dropped last year? Still ended up getting paid.
Yeah. You know? Well, I mean, because he was, the coverage numbers were ridiculous. Yeah, teams weren't throwing at him, which is a very valuable thing. It helps you, you cover the rest of the field with 10 guys. You trust him over on his side that they're not going to go that way.
Yep.
It makes everything else easier.
Yeah. So I just thought that was a really cool bit of praise from Brad Biggs for Jalen.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Shad on the south side. What did we say that upset Shad today? Go ahead, Shad. You're on the Parkinson Spiegel show. What's up? Shad?
Go to the Friday, the way that Spiegs on.
We lost you, Shad. You're not in a good cell, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Spiegs. Last week, I was ready to see you.
No, it's too bad. He's acknowledging me, too.
Yeah,
It's not his usual M.O.
Yeah, he said your name.
He's usually likes to talk to you guys. Just leave it at that. Thanks, Shad. Sorry we missed you.
As a man who is the highest-ranking former center on this show.
Thank you very much.
Is this confirmation bias? Do you find it to be premature? Reports out of camp with the Nate Davis stuff, the rotating at center. Concern on interior of Bears O-line is probably the biggest negativity that has come out of the first, 10 days of Bears camp at this point. And feels a little premature to me, given that we haven't seen the starting offensive line in pads.
Yeah, it does. It does to me, too. It feels like a jump for something to freak out about.
And I mean pads in a game. We've seen padded practices, obviously. I mean pads in a game.
It feels like a jump for something to freak out about because we usually have many more things to be concerned with. There's a very small and short list of things to be concerned with. What you got? You got Shane Waldron's play calling and how that's going to look. You obviously have Caleb, but all that stuff is feeling very, very positive. You've got the other defensive end other than Montez Sweat, but Austin Booker getting some shine these days makes that feel, and the fact that Jervon Dexter looks good, right? It's like there's a short list. Flus has not been anybody to worry about at this point.
I just look at it like no team is perfect. And if we're saying that the biggest concern for the Bears is center and right guard, I'm old enough to remember when the best player on the Bears who sold the most jerseys was Kyle Long, our good buddy, who was a right guard, and me saying that's the worst position on a team to have be your best player. So the inverse of that would be it's the best position on a team to have it be your worst player if Nate Davis is in fact their worst player. Like, I don't want Caleb Williams to have a weak interior of the offensive line, but he's not going to have a perfect team. Mm-hmm. It's his rookie year. They still have cap space. They still have extra second round pick from Carolina. Like, if they go through this year and they're like, damn, we need to use the 22nd pick in the draft on a center or an interior offensive lineman, like, they can bring in a guy who gets cut from another team. They can address it in the offseason.
Yeah.
They're not going to have a perfect team this year. It's a pretty okay spot to have be your weakness.
Yeah, I mean, I'm worried about the center, but like, I don't find myself too worried about the guard because Nate Davis will probably end up playing. He's a 100%er who doesn't, like, you know, he finds ways not to be around. It's sometimes in this training camp, but I feel like he's going to end up being available, and maybe that's naive or just the fact that we're 34 days away and I don't feel like freaking out about it. It feels like opportunistic freak out now about the offensive line, and I'm a non-participant at this point.
I respect the eyes of the people who are at practice. You know, like Hogue was talking about how it's not looking good and he's worried about it. It's like, I will defer to them being at all of these practices, and I will concede that it is likely to not be a strength of the team.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're gonna give me, hey, there's gonna be a weakness on the Bears, what do you want it to be? Center and right guard?
I mean,
there are worse weaknesses.
There's some names that are like, we know Jatari Carter's name, Matt Pryor, we've had to get familiar with, and then Jerome Carvin is a backup guard, and then Bill Murray. I mean,
I know.
It stops you cold, doesn't it?
I love that.
Every single time.
Yeah, every single time.
Hey, Bill Murray, how's Bill Murray look? I'm surprised he can play. Surprised he's out there as much as he is.
Yeah, but it makes sense because in Space Jam, he said he doesn't play defense. So
there you go.
If he was going to play something, it would definitely be on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does stop you cold every single time.
It's in the hole.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it is deeply a concern. Texter did some research. Tillman's coverage grade in 2012 versus according to Pro Football Focus was a 91.2 coverage grade.
Yeah, so I mean, I would be interested in if the follow-up to Biggs would have been, what about his 2012 season where he had 3 picks, 3 touchdowns, and 10 forced fumbles?
Yeah.
That is a completely... Like if Charles Tillman makes the Hall of Fame, that season will be one of the first things that is mentioned when Dan Pompey or whomever is arguing his case in front of the selection committee of, have you ever seen an individual season by a cornerback like this? Because we've seen crazy coverage years.
Yeah.
Darrell Revis years. We've seen the Deron Bland pick 6 years, but 10 forced fumbles by a corner, it's impossible.
In 12 seasons with the rules and the quality of quarterbacking and the quality of wide receivers.
Yeah.
Are the best corners today better than the best corners of even 12 or 13 years ago? Or is it more impressive, I should say?
It's probably more impressive.
I think it's more impressive now to have an elite coverage year.
I agree.
Than it was even just 12 years ago.
Oh, I fully buy that Jalen's season last year is the best coverage year we've seen of a Bears secondary player. 10 forced fumbles is just such a ridiculous outlier of a number. It doesn't even compute. I mean, how many linebackers have had 10 forced fumbles in a season? How many edge rushers have had 10 forced fumbles in a single season? To do it as a corner is just so ridiculous. So I'd be interested in knowing how Biggs would compute those two things. You had an all-timer, right? It was you over the weekend?
Yeah, it was. I mean,
I'm excited.
Hit and run was spirited, but there was one guy. There was one guy, and he started... When his call started, I was like, oh boy, here we go. And then by midway through, I just didn't want to say a thing. I just let him go, and he kept going, and it got better and better and better and better.
It's next on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.